This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I don't even know your name. What's your name?
Rich Eisen. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You saw that he came into practice yesterday wearing an Egypt-inspired t-shirt.
You know, at this point, Aaron, it feels like his entire life is trolling everybody who's not in his inner circle.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee Patrick Willis, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, still to come, comedian Chad Daniels, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. The Breers have left. And Chad Daniels, the comedian, will be in studio in hour number three. Great chat in hour number one with Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee. 1 week from today is the Hall of Fame game, and Patrick Willis will be there waving to the crowd. And then the next night he gets his jacket, and the day after that he gets his bust and his jacket. We'll be all one together. So it's all cool.
I love it.
That'll be next week.
Hall of Fame weekend is the best.
Jerry Jones is talking. And I could see on the NFL Network, lower third, as they say in the television graphic, quote unquote, we're all in, I'm all in.
I love it.
He's still saying it?
He's still doing it. I love it.
Wow. Hopefully we'll turn that around by the end of the
Has anyone actually ever asked him what he means by all in?
Rich brought
told
that
you
all apart.
No, I know.
By the way,
I know you
by the way,
explained
how
it, but I'm
spot
saying,
on
like,
was
think?
That combine rumor? I was on that for you guys.
Yeah, that was
from
that
jump.
Was that was nailed.
From jump.
I just feel you misinterpreted what Unc was saying.
Okay.
You know.
Listen. All I know is that
TJ spin zone.
Tonight in my weekly poker game. Mm-hmm. Let's say I go all in.
I know what that means.
And I lose. Rockin'.
Okay.
And as they're raking my chips, I'm like, no. My definition of all in is I keep what I've brought.
That makes sense to me.
Right. I stay even.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm damn act together.
I'm in the game here.
I stay at the buy-in. Like, what are we doing?
But I get to keep what I've brought. your sense of all in is that I'm risking all of it.
Please do that tonight.
But my sense of all in is that, no, I'm just not enhancing what I already have. So I keep everything that I have when I go all in. What about you? How do you think that'll work at the table this evening?
I mean, you wouldn't know until you actually try it.
Please.
Well, let me try it.
Try it, film it, and then let's report back.
I'm not a poker player, so I can't tell you. But
so I don't know if...
I got to guess.
It's my interpretation of all in that's off. Because, you know, the game's called Texas Hold'em.
I thought you said you was okay.
Okay, very good.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Let's go to Chris in West Virginia, who's been hanging on for darn near 2 hours. We appreciate your patience. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Rich? First time caller, watch you guys all the time.
Attaboy. How are you?
I'm great, man. Just been holding for a while, but it's worth it.
Thank you.
Like you guys a lot. Happy belated birthday. I know you guys had a handful in there last.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you, man. So, thanks, Chris.
Appreciate you, G.
Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
I want to rap you about the Steelers. I think they're underrated this year. And I wanted to do the Steelers, the pick for the Steelers.
You're doing the win-loss.
Yes.
You want to do the win-loss for the Pittsburgh
Let's
Steelers
go.
From the great state of West Virginia. Here's Chris in West Virginia. Let's give him the music.
My hometown is Mike Florio, same school I went to, Wheeling Island. I live on Wheeling, West Virginia.
All right. Nice. Fantastic. Win-loss game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris in West Virginia. What happens when they open at the Atlanta Falcons?
They win that game. Revenge game for Arthur Smith.
Then the next game is, how about that? The Arthur Smith revenge game that nobody saw coming. At the Broncos.
That's a win for Russell.
Home for the Los Angeles Chargers.
I think that's the first loss.
Then they're at the Indianapolis Colts.
That's a win.
3-1 with the three wins on the road, one loss at home. Ooh. Now you're home for the Dallas Cowboys, Chris.
Win.
4-1 at the Raiders.
Win.
5-1 home for the Jets.
Win.
6-1 home for the Giants on a Monday night.
Win.
7-1, five-game win streak, off the bye at the Commanders.
Win.
8-1 home for the Ravens.
Win.
9-1 at the Browns on a Thursday night.
Loss.
9-2 at the Bengals.
Win.
10-2 home for the Browns.
Win.
You're not being swept. You're splitting. 11-2 at the Eagles.
Loss.
11-3 at the Ravens.
Win.
Ooh, that's
said that with his chest.
That's a 12-3 Christmas Day on Netflix against the Chiefs.
Huge win.
Huge win. Huge. And then home for the Bengals.
Loss.
All right.
Because the resting guys.
13-4 says Chris in West Virginia.
Man.
All right, Chris. You're on record.
Hey, I appreciate you guys' show, man. You guys are my favorite to watch. You guys with Florio. And
thanks.
God bless you. What you do for St. Jude is awesome. This is my mom's favorite charity.
Thank you, Chris. Say hi to your mother for me to go full SNL. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Be well, man. 13-4. Oh, baby. That'll have the Steelers one seed, right? 13-4 gets one seed.
13-4 is a one seed.
Yeah, one seed.
In either conference, yeah. I might add.
I think you're right.
I love it. I love it when people play the win-loss game. They get stuck in too many wins, and then they slow their roll.
They're like, I lost.
Yeah. A team they should be.
Correction.
Yeah, the previous Steeler fan that I have down here, Ron in Toledo, had them 12-5. And also had them, the only losses that they agree on were at Cleveland on the Thursday night, week 12, and then at the Eagles, week 15. Speaking of the Eagles, let's get into this, man. Will we ever know what was going on with that team last year?
Ooh.
Will we ever know
I'm not sure.
Why that team flopped at the end?
We're going to see Jason Kelce in media this year, so maybe he'll shed a little more light.
I don't know. Every single one of them are like, you know, it just wasn't working. We were trying. We were this. We were that.
It literally was after the Big Dom incident.
There are people who say that the Big Dom incident, you know, messed with Sirianni on the sideline. But how can the head of security be such a crucial cog on whether a team wins and loses?
I mean, you feel like you hear everybody.
That makes no sense.
But you hear everybody talk about him. It's more of like a culture thing.
What, keeping Sirianni in line,
or just, you know, vibes? I mean, he's not there, and it kind of messes with guys' heads.
Well, if I'm owning a team, and you know, the head of security gets the gate for the rest of the year because the commissioner says he can't be there, then, you know, heads are going to have to roll in. You got a problem.
He now has an official title.
Well,
where
I guess
he can
so.
Be
and
there.
And they did change their coordinators.
Again, though. But
Vic Fangio is now the defensive coordinator.
That's now 3 years in a row of three different coordinators.
Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator. And again, then there's the question of, like, were Sirianni and Hurts on the dreaded not same page?
Right, are they cool? I don't know.
Because the number of times Jalen Hurts has been asked this question. So far, I've kind of lost track. Is everything? How's your relationship with Sirianni?
Yeah, I think we're in a great place. You know, I think anytime you have any frustration, anytime you have any adversity that you have to overcome, it's supposed to test you. And I think it's a matter of being on the same page. You know, and I think if we are on the same page, we maybe would accomplish the things we would have. And, you know, we didn't, but that's a learning experience. You know, and I think it's as simple as if I made it happen, I can make it happen. And this team has made it happen before, and there's no doubt that we can make it happen again, but it takes what it takes. And it takes being together, you know. And my message to the team, after we did our conditioning test, and even after our first day of practice, and which I thought was a good day of practice, but, you know, talent, I've been on very talented teams, you know, my pretty much my whole career. I played around talent, and talent wins you games. It'll take you very far, but it don't last. You know, teams is what win championships, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, trying to take that next step.
See, they just don't. You know what I mean? Like,
so they worked on the same page last year, right?
But you're not. There's no. Like, you can't put your finger on. Like, so what was it? Why weren't you on the same page? Then you talk to some players, and like some things. Sometimes it just falls apart. You know, the chemistry is not there, and then you lose, and it's tough to come back, and it's tough to, and then you start, Then you practice. Great week of practice. Then you go out there, and first quarter, you get hit in the mouth, and it's like, here we go again. Yeah. And, you know, and it's as simple as that. And we fans or members of the media are all like, yeah, but there's got to be a moment. Who wasn't getting along? Who was finger-pointing? Because he's like teams. Like, you can be talented, but
earlier in the year, we thought A.J. Brown was pissed at Jalen Hurts.
Well, not, it wasn't early in the year. It was in the middle of the year.
And then he went on a huge run.
Who A.J. Brown had that huge run to begin with. In the end of the year, they did nothing.
Yeah.
They did nothing. But I'll tell you what, if it was chemistry, losing Kelce and Fletcher Cox, those weren't the guys that were screwed. Because you're right, talent.
They got a lot of it.
You can't be terribly happy as a Cowboy fan. They're more talented than the Cowboys are on offense.
Are they?
Oh yeah, come on.
Yeah, I think so.
Seriously, let's be honest.
I think so.
Straight up.
The game, you know, Rich. We don't know. We're a month away from the season. We can't decide these things until the games are played.
Sir, they added Saquon Barkley.
We added. Well, we brought back Rico. So okay. I don't know what you're saying.
Great point.
Zeke.
Zeke's back. New number?
Yeah. Who I said is one of the more underrated difference makers, potentially. Yeah. What if he shows up and starts eating again?
He's going to be the starter.
Saquon, sir.
Yeah. You lost your center.
Lost Kelce.
Now that's big.
I wonder if he's ever thought about not retiring.
Kelce?
Yeah, the reports are he's been around the facility all summer.
Great. Why not? If he lives in the area, what's the big deal?
Well,
he misses it.
Foot in. Foot out? What are you doing?
He's just, I don't know, hanging out with his friends and his fellas. I don't know.
They're working.
What do you think? He's getting in the way?
Yeah. He's a big guy.
Okay.
Can I borrow those weights for a second?
Come on. Honestly, you look at the Eagles, and they should be a 10-12 win team, at least.
I think so.
And winning that division.
Ooh. I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If they're on the same page, will we ever know what got them off the same page last year?
It's crazy.
Are we adding that to the
mystery
Malcolm
list?
The
Bermuda Triangle of the NFL? Why was Malcolm Butler active but then inactive?
But then didn't play and
his bags were packed.
All kinds of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's. Big, 100% Big Dom related.
That would be like if Murph just came in and hung out in the corner, Rich, while you were doing the show. I feel like that would be perfectly fine.
What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking earlier about like a friend. His friends are there, and problem was like their work. And I was like, yeah, that'd be like if Murph came and just.
Yeah, the only time Murph was disruptive is when he called in and he cursed, which got him banned from the program for several years.
Yeah,
I had to go in the free Murph.
I know. Almost got a lifetime ban.
I think I'm seeing Murph tonight. I'll try that all-in thing with him.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
Oh, he'll be very rational.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. My definition of all-in is I get to keep what I've brought.
Reasonable and rational.
That's the hold. That's the hold'em, right? All-in and hold'em is like I hold on and go all-in with what I have, and whatever I risk, I keep. That's all-in.
Please do that.
You know, I'm not adding to my stack by going all-in. But I'm also not losing my stack by going all
in. Jerry was asked if he thinks this is Dak's last year in Dallas.
Hold on to this.
He gave the answer you think he would.
Before we go to a break, though, remember I did my top five difference makers, underrated difference makers? I'm kind of kicking myself.
Oh, did you?
I left one off.
Dak?
No.
Oh. Dak?
No, he's he's a difference Dak. Maker, brother. An underrated difference maker. Nobody's talking about what this guy can do. Why not Anthony Richardson? I'm kicking myself.
We talked about him yesterday as one of the kind of intriguing players and storylines heading into this year, you know.
And apparently the way he looks, they are
like a Jalen Hurts type
jacked
breakout.
Up.
Yeah.
About the way he looks in Colts camp. Shane Steichen had this to say about Anthony Richardson getting ready for, I guess, hopefully for him, first full season as starter.
Yeah, I think decision making, quick processing, you know, being in this system for 2 years now, he looks sharp. You know, we'll go back and look at the tape, but he looked really good today.
You haven't had a ton of practices like this with Anthony and Jonathan Taylor together. So yeah, just as the play designer, just kind of how intrigued are you to have so many practices to build that thing out?
Well, I think it's exciting because the playbook is open to everything. You know, you got a quarterback that can do everything. He can throw from the pocket, he can get out of the pocket, he can run the football. And you got Jonathan Taylor, who's one of the best backs in the league. And have both those guys in the backfield is going to be critical for our success. You know, people ask this too a lot. Just like, hey, how are you going to limit the run game? And I kind of think like, shoot, are you going to limit Steph Curry from, you know, shooting three-pointers? Well, that's one of Anthony's strengths, right? So we're not going to, you know, get away from that. That's what he does well, so.
Yeah, I love that. Like, hey, just because he was running for, you know, pylons and he hurt his shoulder and he was out for the year, we're not going to protect him. You got to do that. That's what we were talking about last year, mm-hmm, about Jonathan Taylor with his holdout and all that stuff about, you know, hey, at some point, none of us will be here and the NFL will live on. What a negotiating stance from your boss. Makes you think, well, I'm not getting my money. And then eventually he did, as we all know. The whole idea is Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor meeting at the mesh point. Who's got it? And by the time you figure it out, whoever has it creates a big problem for you.
And they're probably gone. Like, they're 10 yards downfield by the time you figure
right?
it out.
Like, if they... And Steichen is the guy who did all that with Jalen Hurts in their Super Bowl season. So he brings that to Richardson healthy and Jonathan Taylor healthy. That's an interesting wrinkle to the AFC South. And I love it. You don't tell Steph Curry shoot fewer threes. I love that.
No. True that.
What a great soundbite that is. If I'm a Colt fan, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Oh, if I'm a Colt fan, I'm fired up. This season could be fun.
But wouldn't you also, if you're nitpicking, you use Halliburton as your analogy, right?
Or Reggie Miller,
right?
You know. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Neesmith.
I mean, he wasn't going with the GOAT.
That's an unkind thing to say to me. Was it him or Nembhard?
Nembhard.
No,
yeah.
Nembhard, sorry.
Nembhard just got extended, the one, too.
Yeah. Knicks had that series until he threw that three, that prayer in.
Yeah.
At any rate. But you get my point.
I do.
I love it. Who knows how this kid's going to show up?
They're sneaky fun.
Dude.
Yeah.
Who do they start the season with? Let me get that one for you. Week one.
Houston.
Colts.
Houston, let's go.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Home for Houston.
Okay, so.
Giddy up.
So their last game of the year, they lost it at home to Houston. Houston goes on, wins a division, wins a playoff game. Everybody's talking about
it. They have a super fun month to start the season.
Who, the Colts?
Yeah, home for Houston, at Green Bay, home for Chicago and Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
That is fun.
Dude, Kurt Warner and I called that Pittsburgh Colts game last year. It was intense. That was the one where, you know, Pittman damn near got hospitalized.
Yep.
That was intense. And then they're at Jacksonville, which is their, it's been their bugaboo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at Tennessee, my sleeper team of the year.
But just look at the quarterbacks, you know, Richardson fun. Versus Stroud, Richardson versus Love versus Caleb.
And then...
versus Justin Fields.
Nice. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Okay.
Will Levis.
All right. I just wanted to throw that out there about Richardson. I thought to myself, damn, I did not.
I thought maybe you saw our segment yesterday and you were like.
No, that one I missed. Yeah, I might have been under.
You were out? I think you were out.
Yeah. I was out.
You were napping.
Oh, God. Everybody get your endoscopy and your colonoscopy. Make sure that everything is straightened up. You should do that, certainly, as you're in your mid-50s.
Early 60s.
Oh, my God. I missed the music.
The audacity.
Sorry. What's the music?
I started laughing so hard. Sorry. Just fat-fingered
the music.
I just fat-fingered
the music.
It's okay. It's all right. Now we'll take a break.
Hey. Let's go.
The music.
Chad Daniels, the comedian. We'll keep the laughter going when we come back. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler, while they like to feel warm. Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe, that's B-L-E-A-V, podcast, wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just saw a clip of the new special Empty Nester on Netflix, streaming exclusively there right now. Chad Daniels is here on the program. The pride of Fergus Falls, Minnesota?
I don't know if I'm the pride, but that's where I am from.
That's where you're from?
Yeah.
And you still live in Minnesota?
I do. Yeah, I moved down to Minneapolis about 2 years ago when my daughter went to school, hence the Empty Nester
empty
title.
Empty Nester, right.
And yeah, I'm just a Minnesota guy, so... Yeah. Staying there.
My wife and I, we have a 15, 13, soon to be 16, 13, and a soon to be 11. They're all out of the house right now at summer camps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm living like an empty nester.
A little preview.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's a little preview.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Just enjoying the silence.
Yeah, we're enjoying the silence. Yeah. We're gonna wrap up Presumed Innocent. On Netflix, I believe. Right? No, that's Apple.
Apple.
Pardon me.
Plus.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to the Netflix people. But we just finished. We finished Ripley on Netflix.
There you go.
We did that.
Nice.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Just hanging in the
just
backyard.
Catching up on shows.
Yeah. Sitting silently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we've been married 21 years now, and I actually told a story that my wife had not heard before just the other day.
No way.
Yeah.
Was it yours?
It was. I'm not making it up.
I'm just saying, like, how did you do that? That's impressive.
Yeah. I know. Because I've heard every story like 10 times.
Yeah. After all this time.
Can
I know.
You share it? Or?
What is it?
I forget.
Story?
I just remember she said, I forget. She did say, like, I never heard that before. No, it was my first day of work of TV when I was on TV in Redding, California. I think that's what it was. But at any rate, so you're finding the comedy in having no children around, essentially, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I've started to. It was, you know, sad at first.
Yes.
And then I was single, and then I got a girlfriend.
Yes.
And it's pretty great.
Without having children.
It's pretty great not having to, you know, worry about when they're coming home and what we're doing and stuff. So it's been good.
No pickups. No picking anybody up. No nothing.
No. It's pretty wonderful. They call me when they need something.
And money?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I make them tell me about their week to earn it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't give the money for free. They have to give me some information. It's not like, Dad, can I have some money? Yes, you can, and then hang up.
What information are you trying to glean?
Just how work's going, my daughter's in school, how that's going.
Okay.
Stuff like that. I just need a little bit of hangout time with them.
What if they gave you your Vikings news? What about that? What if you turned your children into an actual sports information service?
I will tell you, both of my kids, within 5 minutes of it happening, texted me that Cousins was gone to Atlanta because they knew how excited I'd be.
Oh, wow.
Excited, huh?
So excited. Why are you going to pay a guy $140 million to make the same mistake every single year? He's on that show Quarterback reading the playbook to his kids, and everyone's like, that's adorable. How about you read a math book to him so when you know it's 3rd and 8, you don't throw it 3 yards? That's not the equation, Kirk, my boy.
Got a point.
That's crazy. And what's great is he went to Atlanta because they're used to getting screwed by Cousins down there, so it's perfect.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Daniels has shown up.
I have an issue.
Showing out.
I have an issue with him.
claps.
But he's. I will tell you this. I was on the sidelines once.
Yes.
And there was a kid over there, like wheelchair, and Kirk, without being told anything, stopped what he was doing and ran over.
Sure.
I bet you he's one of the best humans that I would ever meet.
Right.
But I just don't want him as my quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
Totally fair.
Oh, so you're pleased with the result? Sam Darnold is the quarterback?
I'd be happy if they would have played without a quarterback.
No, just the that's old, how much you didn't want him on your team anymore.
Wildcat, snap it to a running back. Yeah, it was just too much because, you know, everyone's like, look at the stats. It's like, well, look at the stats at the 5 minutes left in the quarter or 5 minutes left in the half, 5 minutes left in the game.
Yes.
Those aren't awesome. I was at the San Francisco game last year where he got credit for like a 75-yard touchdown pass, but he threw an interception and Addison took it away from the guy and scored.
I do remember that because I had Addison in fantasy. That was the greatest moment of my fantasy year.
I had Addison too. But I remember turning around like, and Kirk's going to get the credit. I was so mad. Just at that.
You couldn't even have it to your fantasy team.
I know, everyone's cheering and I'm like, but he's going to get it. This sucks. Yeah.
That's that type of fan. When you don't like
a
guy.
I've had a chip for a while.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm a Michigan Wolverine, so I like the quarterback that the Vikings drafted immensely, J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. I think he's going to be your guy. I just don't think this year. I think this is Sam Darnold's year.
Yeah.
And I think your team's got a chance.
I think that Darnold could, you know, take him deep.
Now, what you just did, Chad, did you hear what Chad just did, guys? Did you hear that? You heard that, TJ?
Yeah,
we have on this program what's called higher register.
Okay.
If somebody goes higher register, they don't really believe what they just said.
And you just went for Sam Darnold.
I think Sam Darnold is gonna, you know, like that. You kind of went.
Listen,
there.
Guys, there was nothing wrong with my marriage before I got a divorce. It just happens sometimes.
People grow up.
So you got it. You got it.
You're getting it.
It's your, yeah.
Really picking up on
you just,
it.
You just slid right in. You got it.
All right.
Yeah, I just noticed you just went a little higher register when it went
Sam
Darnold.
I thought you were going to give me credit for saying, I think, as a white man in America, because we don't do that often. We just tell you what it is as a fact.
Right.
We don't say, I'm sorry. We don't say, I'm wrong. We say, this is how it is, pal.
That's it. Yeah. No, I wasn't going there.
Okay.
I just heard your higher register when it comes to Sam Darnold. So you don't really believe it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that the Jets gave him a chance to show what he could do.
That's a fact.
I think that the Vikes have a great wide receiver core.
That's another fact.
And if Cousins was looking good with that wide receiver core, let's see what Darnold can do.
It's poor Kirk Cousins. He's sitting in Atlanta somewhere right now saying, why is my ass just chapped right now? I don't know what's going on.
I bet you if I met him, we would be buddies.
Best friends. Yeah, sure.
On the first sentence.
Yeah.
But it's just...
You'd have shirts off, chains on.
It is tough. I don't take my shirt off to shower, so I don't think I'd be joining in that. But.
We're learning more about Chad Daniels with each passing moment here as we're sitting on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. So do we go down the line here, Timberwolves and everybody else for your sports fandom?
All Minnesota teams.
Okay.
Like to go to T-Wolves games, have tickets to the Wild.
What does that mean?
Obviously, love the Twins.
Do you just get the tickets to the Wild and don't attend?
No. I'm in with four other people.
Okay.
And then we have a draft, and I know my schedule ahead of time, so I draft when I'm home.
What do you mean you have a draft?
We have a draft for tickets for the games.
So you and three others get you're all in on a season plan.
Yep, right.
And then the tickets arrive or the schedule gets put out.
Yep.
And then what happens?
And then we do a drawing, and then we go five games apiece according to that drawing.
So in a hat? What are we doing?
I've never asked.
What does that mean?
One of these guys just tells me what position I'm in.
Chad, there's no video evidence or anything.
Really trust these guys.
I'm not stupid about this.
Chad.
You trust these guys, huh, Chad?
I don't know. All right. So you're told, hey, you're drafting. Have you ever gotten the first pick?
I've had first position.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yep. That's so that's, I think, what,
makes, I feel
what
better
threw
now.
Me off the trail there. I thought, well, this has to be real.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then you just choose packets of five.
Yep. And, of course, you try to get the Oilers because you want to see
Connor McDavid.
You want to see history. You try to get the Stars. Mm-hmm. So you can yell Suter sucks with everybody since we're still paying his salary.
Nice.
One more year, guys. Hang in there. Okay. We're 15 million shy of the cap because we're still paying one, and the other guy just retired. So mm-hmm. it's like, that's tough. But, you know, you try to get the games, the nights, of course, because, you know, I got a friend who has a kid who loves the Knights. So I try to get those tickets.
Okay. So there's a kid up in Minnesota who loves the Las Vegas Knights?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That's
but
interesting.
But he really does.
It's a choice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Twins as well as your team?
Twins
as well.
So I was just at a Twins game, and my buddy who I just was telling you about with the kid that likes the Knights, he was on the Jumbotron, and mm-hmm. he was singing Backstreet Boys with okay. another one of our buddies.
Yes.
And, you know, we're late 40s, so he's, like, doing all this stuff. And the guy came on to announce the batter.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped because they were going to let the whole song run out. He was on the Jumbotron for like a minute and a half. I've never seen anything like it.
So this was by popular demand?
Yes.
He was kept on.
The crowd was cheering. They started to announce the guys. People started booing. They stopped the announcement of the guy batting. Let the song play out. Everyone started cheering again. One of the greatest events I've seen at a live sporting.
Did the
event.
Twins get a pitch clock violation over this sort of thing?
No.
Because baseball doesn't stop for anything these days.
Yeah, but they did for the Backstreet Boys and my buddy.
That is fun.
It was very cool.
Did I see, put those photographs up again, Mr. Hoskins, if you don't mind. What are we looking at here?
So back to back is my daughter there.
Yes.
That's Olivia. And then okay. my arm around mom. Arm around and her arm, my girlfriend Kelsey Cook, also a comedian.
Okay. And you're on the field here?
Well, on the field because I threw the first pitch the other night.
Okay.
Got to throw out the first pitch. There I am.
Now, are you a lefty?
I am not. I was just trying to keep my right hand dry from the sweat. So I was throwing it up with my left hand, trying to stay loose.
Okay. Yeah. And here's the pitch. Let's take a look. I'll do the play-by-play. You're getting the crowd going. Careful. You almost threw your arm out. Here's the pitch.
Oh, heat.
All right. Whoa. All right. All right. I mean, first of all, you went to the mound.
I did go to the mound. I thought, if I'm going to be out here, I'm throwing from the rubber.
Damn straight.
Absolutely.
Okay, because yeah. I've seen people's throw from the lower parts of the mound or a flat grass. Can't have it.
Nice try, rookie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And who do we remember? Who is the one who was catching it?
Watkins. He's the third base coach.
Okay.
So the whole thing started. I haven't thrown a baseball, I'm going to guess, in 5 years. I used to throw a pitch in Legion ball where I would fake the throw, and then I'd go under my armpit and throw it over my shoulders to the plate.
Like one of those Savannah bananas.
Bananas.
That's right. Okay.
And so I used to throw that pitch, and it always used to get called a balk, even though it isn't because it's continuous motion. But it would always start a fight, and it was awesome. So I would throw it every game I pitched.
Did you think of doing that there?
So I was going to.
Oh.
So I went to a park and I was going to do it. But they told me, and I don't know if I'm... They told me that sometimes it's hard to see out of the mascot uniform, and the mascot was going to catch me. And they go, he's not going to catch it anyways, but if you hit him, it won't hurt. And so I was like, all right, so I'm just going to throw that one to be silly.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden Watkins comes out, grabs the glove, and I was like, well, here we go.
So
then I just threw
it. Your plan changed.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even leave myself time to think about it. I go, there's a guy that's going to catch it. I'm throwing it hard. That's it. And
impressive.
Then I just threw it.
Chad, because nice. you screw that up, you're YouTube famous forever.
I'm glad I didn't.
Because
maybe I should have, because people don't expect a comedian to be able to throw a strike.
But that's why you should throw a strike on behalf of comedians everywhere.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You got to strike a blow, Chad.
Yeah.
This is for your community. This is for
let people know. Yeah, you're not natural athletes in the stand-up world.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did that. Well, that's fantastic.
Great. I had a lot of fun.
And we've had a lot of fun with you here. Empty Nester, available on Netflix with Chad Daniels, 10th comedy special. Check it out through the Roku portal right here, if that's how you're watching this show. And then you're currently on tour as well, and you've got the Middle of Somewhere podcast.
That's
right. Just recently launched another one. Pretend Problems.
10 Problems. That's
with
right.
your girlfriend, Kelsey Cook.
Yeah, that's right.
What does that mean, Pretend Problems?
It's just basically, you know, we argue a lot, and then we try to figure out what is a real issue and what is a fake issue. Like let's say we get married and we're married for 21 years, and I tell her a story she's never heard, and she says, there's no way that's yours, knock it off.
That's a pretend problem. What if you're married 21 years and she says, put your stuff in the hamper and you keep throwing clothes on the floor instead?
Pack it up.
Okay.
And then comes on a national television show and tells everybody that
she's
on.
But not, but she, I did not get name checked. You just assumed it was me.
Well, we kind of had an idea.
All right.
I mean, you know.
Pretend Problems, Middle of Somewhere, all available where you can get your podcasts. And also at That Chad Daniels on Instagram, Empty Nester on Netflix, available on Roku. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Thanks for having me. Can I have this mug?
Yes, sir. Thank it's yours
you.
To keep.
Yes. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
That's a very Midwest
Everyone
thing to do, by
it.
The way.
It was, but I also, it was kind of passive aggressive because I put you on the spot.
But, you know, I appreciate you asking. We have had, what was that, J.K. Simmons, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll call him out.
We
Ohio
used to
State
have
fan.
Coasters.
He five-finger discounted
he
five-fingered the coaster.
A coaster.
He won an Oscar.
Yeah. I think that was before
he's
the
probably,
Oscar.
Is he resting his Oscar on the Rich Eisen Show coaster?
We can only hope.
Okay. Chad Daniels, thanks for coming here.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And the mug is yours to keep.
I appreciate it.
You got
that.
It. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are the Joneses saying at Cowboys camp? That should be fun.
I don't know if they still have a shot to make the playoffs or not. Do they? Do they still have a shot?
Well, yeah. I mean, all they have to do is just try and win one of the next two without Tony. And then he comes back. And no one's running away with this league. No one's running away with this division right now.
You know what? I guarantee we'll win one of the next two without Tony.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing we'll make the playoffs.
Okay. I will write that down right now, Shaquille O'Neal.
If we don't make the playoffs, I'll come with a Dallas Cowgirl suit on your show with some pom-poms for 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I will come. I'll walk out for 10 seconds. Let everybody take pictures, make fun, then I got to leave. 10 seconds, that's all you get. Not 11 seconds, not 12, you get 10 seconds.
Okay.
Sign up on the skirt,
this is amazing.
Pom-pom, and a blonde ponytail wig.
If again, the Dallas Cowboys, they don't make the playoffs at all in this season. Okay.
Now, what are you going to do if they make the playoffs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, Same bet. But I think they're making the playoffs.
All right, deal.
I'll do it with you, Shaq. How about that?
Deal.
How are you, Shaq?
First of all, it's not my fault. You need to blame it on the Dallas shops. I've been downtown Dallas looking for some big booty cheerleader shorts. They don't have any.
So,
but yes, I'm a man of my word, and yes, I will come there one day when you least expect it.
Ooh.
And fulfill my bet.
Well, but the thing is, I have to do it with you, Shaq, so I do need probably a little bit of a heads up, you know?
No, but you know what? I don't want you to do it with me because, you know what? You waited long enough.
Okay.
You know, you're at the point to where you don't think I'm a believer. So just to prove it to you, I want you to be front and center.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you 12 seconds.
This is the best possible scenario, Shaq, is you've extended it 2 seconds and absolved me from having to do it.
Exactly. I just want you to sit there and watch.
Fun stuff. Back in the day with Shaq. Back here on our Rich Eisen Show radio network, along with our Roku channel feed, the Jones family spoke today at Cowboys camp. We'll get to that in a second, but let's sneak in Sean from West Palm Beach, Florida, who's been hanging on for 2 hours. What's up, Sean?
Not too much, Rich. It's another day in paradise.
Yep. Okay, glad.
Yep, agreed.
Sounds like you're very excited about that, Sean.
Oh, yeah. But I just want to preface this win-loss game for the Bears by saying that mine is going to be a little bit more steeped in reality.
Okay.
A little bit more.
All right. As a setup for that, Sean, according to my list here that I have, you are the fifth caller to play the win-loss game for the Bears. 2-12-5s, 2-11-6s. And that is the way we set up Sean in paradise at West Palm Beach, Florida, with the Bears win-loss game, home for the Tennessee Titans.
That's a win.
All right.
Yep.
There you have it. At the Houston Texans.
That's a loss.
At the Indianapolis Colts.
That's also a loss.
That's 1-2 home for the Rams.
That's also a loss.
Oh, boy. 1-3, three-game losing streak home for the Panthers.
Oh, come on. That's a win.
Oh, boy. And thanks for Caleb. 2-3 in London against the Jaguars.
I'm going to go win there.
3-3 off the bye at the Commanders.
That's a win.
4-3 at the Cardinals.
That's a loss.
4-4, home for the Patriots.
That's definitely a win.
Wow. A lot of chuckling. A lot of chuckling.
Sean, come on, man.
5-4, home for the Packers.
That's a loss.
5-5, home for the Vikings.
That is a win.
6-5 at the Lions to kick off Thanksgiving.
That's a loss.
6-6 at the Niners.
That's also a loss.
6-7 at the Vikings on a Monday night.
That's a loss.
6-8, three-game losing streak, home for the Lions.
We win that one. That's a win.
Okay, 7-8, home for the Seahawks on a Thursday night.
That's also a win.
8-8 at the Packers.
That's a loss.
All right, 8-9, Sean in West Palm. Hey, Sean, we haven't had too many under 500 win-loss games.
Yeah, I'm 35, and I just can't remember the last time the Bears actually did something that I was proud of. So.
All right. Thanks for the call, Sean in West Palm Beach.
It's been a long time since Rex Grossman.
Well, it has.
It has. Almost 20 since Sexy Rex.
Yeah, I mean, home for the Titans, at the Texans, at the Colts. I wouldn't be surprised if they are 1-2 to start.
Yeah. Those are tough games.
Home for the Rams. They'd be 1-3. And then they got the Panthers, and they visit the Jaguars in London. That's a tough one. And then at the Commanders, that's going to be fun. You look at Caleb Williams' first few games. Again, the matchups. Home for Will Levis, at C.J. Stroud, at Anthony Richardson, home for Stafford, home for Bryce Young, in London against Trevor Lawrence. Yep. Off the bye, it's the guy drafted behind him. Unless, you know, Mariota wins the competition.
Of course, right.
Then he's at Kyler Murray. Maybe Drake May's playing for the Patriots.
Might be Drake May time.
Then you get into all the division matchups. And the only non-division matchup for the Bears after Week 10 are the 49ers in San Francisco and then the Seahawks at home. And they play their entire – look at that. They play their entire division schedule Week 11 on.
Yep. Ew. Yeah, a couple of teams are like that too.
So,
there you have it. The Steelers are like that as well.
Do we have the Dallas Cowboys sound bites? We do.
Yes.
We do.
All right, TJ, brace yourself.
All right, the Dallas Cowboys have opened their training camp. CeeDee Lamb's in Houston working out. And he's, I guess at this point, to use the vernacular, he's all out.
He's in Houston working
Again,
out.
Again, Jerry Jones, the phrase all in was born out of what he said about the team's offseason approach. When they were at the Senior Bowl in Alabama in January. And when he said, we're going all in, I thought, okay, Derrick Henry is going to be out there. Go get a couple of free agents, big veteran names, add them to the Cowboys, and you're all in with a team that needs to win now, and you're going to supplement it with big name guys. Maybe you get DeAndre Hopkins from Tennessee somehow. I don't know. You get take D-Hop and Derrick Henry from Tennessee, bring him, put the star on the side of the helmet, and see what happens. And instead, as we all know, they didn't do very much in free agency at all. They got their draft in the books. Didn't get any running backs of note. They get Zeke back. And as of now, no new contracts for Dak, CeeDee, or Micah. Jerry was asked about his definition of all in again.
I've been doing this 30-something years. And I don't feel like I've ever worked a day in my life, ever. But I have spent my life doing it, and I dream about it every day. I'm into it, here. I'm all in. I'm all in. Sometimes being all in means you narrow. You remove the months out here that are in the future, and you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season, and that's it for everybody. We're all in. We're all in.
Wow.
TJ, you're the Cowboy fan here.
Windhorse GIF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
You know it, what he's saying, and this is again what I heard. This is what I heard at the combine when I came back with my top five rumors. Some of them haven't hit. This one was spot on. I was told by multiple people his sense of all in is he's going to put everybody in the pressure cooker. Who wants to stay at Dallas and who doesn't? Everybody. And that may be a reason why he hasn't signed extended Dak yet or CD or... And Micah at least has taken the pressure cooker off with him by him saying, I know they got to sign Dak and CD Lamb first. So I'll wait my turn. That also helps set the market. Certainly if CeeDee Lamb helps reset the market more than Justin Jefferson did for non-quarterback salaries. So he can top that. So kind of in a way.
Does that help a linebacker, though, with a receiver?
You could call him a linebacker, yeah, but he's a pass rusher. Yeah. Nick Bosa is a guy that's sitting right there with Justin Jefferson in that category. So, yeah, CeeDee could help set the market for Micah. I would let him try, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Jerry was asked if he thinks this is his Dak's last season with the Cowboys.
I don't think so. Just to be very specific, I do not think that this will be his last year with the Cowboys at all. Am I being psychotic relative to Mamira? No. It's pretty clear, I think. I want to say it if it hadn't been clear, of how much we appreciate what Dak Prescott has meant to this team in a positive way. And the players do play better when he's out there.
I think he meant psychic instead of psychotic.
Right.
Although I think it's a Freudian slip that he just keeps on letting other teams set the market when he knows he's got to pay Dak. That just is a full-on confirmation what we all believe is that Dak is going to be the quarterback of the future there, and he should be. But when he says all in, that means everybody that's there is all in for this year.
On notice.
And again, we will just be talking all year long. Because again, the whole idea of like we're just all in for this year, we're not talking about down the road. Just talking about 2024. And in terms of that, you give a better chance to win with 2024. I would proffer to say you find the one, two, or three people that you can look down the road with, that you can look at everybody else and say we're in the pressure cooker together, but these guys will be in future pressure cookers, and you all understand why. You extend those people to give you a little bit more leeway to put more people in your pressure cooker together. Give them one-year contracts. Tell Derrick Henry we'll give you two. Again, I keep returning to him. What a difference we'd be talking about the Dallas Cowboy chances of winning it all this year if that guy was there. And I understand he's a 30-year-old quarterback, running back. I don't know.
Who may not have wanted to go to Dallas.
I don't know about that. Guy works out there. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Ravens are a little bit better of a football team, maybe?
Possible. No, no, it's possible.
Hey. It's all good in the hood, though, for us to be talking about it. I would be stunned if CeeDee Lamb's not out there week one for the Dallas Cowboys in Cleveland.
Me too.
But if Dak doesn't get his contract, then we'll just see what happens. And then he could just turn into the latest version of Joe Flacco if it works out for you, which is walk year, Super Bowl MVP. How do you like me now?
Oh, you win the Super Bowl. It's all good.
And he also, you know, Stephen Jones added that both Micah and CeeDee want to be the highest paid non-quarterbacks in the NFL. That's what happens when you let somebody else set the market. But I think the Joneses are always comfortable being exactly right where they are, which is in the cooker, all in.
Hello, everyone. Longtime motorsports commentator and ER physician, Dr. Jerry Punch here. Speeding on a racetrack can make you a winner, but speeding on a street or highway almost always makes you a loser. Time and again, I've witnessed these stories of speed unfold with one yielding triumph and the other tragedy. Unlike highly trained racers, when you speed, your ability to steer safely around vehicles, hazardous objects, pedestrians, or that unexpected curve just ahead is reduced. In 2022, speed-related crashes accounted for almost 30% of total traffic fatalities. Speeding is illegal. It endangers you, your loved ones, and almost everyone else on the road. So slow down, take a breath, so that you and others can keep breathing. Because eventually, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.